We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what they call the baseball universe correcting itself. The Pirates aren't supposed to be a team that wins six in a row, that hands the Mets its worst series loss in franchise history, that shuts out the Cardinals one, two, three times in a row. So that is the equilibrium of the baseball universe there. Pirates are supposed to stink. They go on the road. They get swept by a pretty lousy Kansas City Royals team, one that's almost equally offensively challenged, but they hit a bunch of home runs, and they beat the Pirates again last night. I don't want to get into the intricacies of that game. Doing micro Pirates topics right now, very difficult. Doing more bigger picture things, much easier, because I think that's where everybody's attention is. That's where mine is. By the way, I'm at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Malzy is off today. We have Donnie back in Greentree. We'll have a lot of you throughout the show, 412-928-9370. I will get the ground running on this right now if you want to call in and talk Pirates with me. Best call in the next 25 minutes is going to win tickets to see Pantera. Tickets to see the... Are they a heavy metal band, Donnie? What are they? Alternative rock or heavy metal?
I'd say heavy metal for Pantera.
Pantera, metal. If you are a metal lover, Pantera at the Pavilion at Star Lake, July 15th. So that's sneaking up on us here. Noah Hyles, who we have on the show. I would say Noah is right now killing it on the Pirates beat. He had the Brian Reynolds trade, no trade list. He had that report over the weekend about Mitch Keller and the Mets. I mean, he's got a lot going on. He's doing a good job. And he wrote today, and this is an innocuous thing. It's in his mailbag on the Post-Gazette's website. He was asked about Paul Skene's future with the Pirates, and Hyles says, quote, "I think next year will be Skene's final full year with the Pirates." Next year. That's it. So, you would have them all next year, then you would trade them at some point the following season. We don't know when that season's going to be. It might be 2027, it might be 2028, because there's labor issues going on in baseball right now that are on the horizon. But this is the most like dialed-in beat reporter right now in terms of the breaking news on the team, saying that Skene's is probably only going to have one more full season here. And we've obviously seen all the ESPN projected trades and stuff like that, and the Pirates have gone out of their way to reach out to people and make sure they know, hey, we're not trading him now, it's ridiculous. This is not the same thing. This is someone speculating that they're going to get to a point in the not-so-distant future where they say what we can get back for him is worth more than having the greatest pitcher of all time, who we can't sign to a second contract because that second contract is going to cost about $500 million. And the question I wrote down for that would be, would you blame the Pirates or baseball if that happened? If Noah's right, and Paul Skenes only has one more full season with the Pirates after this one before he's traded to a bigger market team with deeper pockets, who would you blame for that? 412-928-9370. Not to mention, if that happens, Paul Skenes gets put on a list of all-time great players who couldn't win diddly squat with the team that to that point he would be synonymous with or attached to. What I mean by that is like Ernie Banks with the Cubs, never won, never went to a World Series. Joe Thomas with the Browns. He becomes one of those guys where the Pirates had this pitching god and got nothing out of him unless, you know, somehow, some way next year is better and they're actually, like the GM may or may not have said to people, that they're close, you virtually have the same road record right now as the Colorado Rockies, who are on pace to be the worst team in baseball history. So you're not close. You're very, very far away, actually. If Noah's right, this is a hunch. He's not reporting this. This is his reporting acumen coming into play here from being close to the situation, saying, I think 2026 will be Skenes' final full year with the Pirates. 412-928-9370. Garrett Cole was here for 5 years, and it seemed like it was 15 minutes, and Cole was not as good as Skenes, but even he got 5 years with the Pirates. I went and looked up, you know, it took me about 10 minutes to do it after I saw this article today. I went and looked up guys, great pitchers who won Cy Young Awards who were in small markets and the teams couldn't afford to keep them. All of them had at least 5 years with the team. Cole had five. Blake Snell with the Rays, you remember him. He got pulled in the World Series because of their stupid third time through an order thing. He had 5 years in Tampa. Corbin Burns, who's in Arizona now, signed a giant contract. He was in Milwaukee for 6 years. Before that, Sabathia was in Cleveland for eight. Johan Santana was in Minnesota for eight. Barry Zito was in Oakland for eight. Zach Greinke was in Kansas City for seven. These are all guys who were incredible pitchers, the very best at what they did, who started their careers in small markets or mid-markets, had to go somewhere else to get paid, and they were all there, every single one of them, for at least a handful of years. If you do the Skenes math that Noah's going with here, you'd have a little bit more than a half of last year, this full season, next full season, and the season after that, part of it. So you add it up, that's about 4 years of Paul Skenes. That's it. Kenny Pickett was at Pitt longer than that. So I'm curious to what your reaction, I mean, if it plays out, I mean, yes, we sat here about a month ago and said, if you could get the greatest trade package of all time, would you trade him right now? And we all said yes. At least I did. At least like the people on the show did. Chris and I. If something like that were to happen in the next year or two, like I tweeted this out, the fans, I think, would revolt because they would not, even though the Soto trade that the Nationals and Padres made Washington, I guess, better because they got three players who are really good back, they're also a last-place team. So that hasn't worked for them yet. And, you know, Skenes and what he symbolizes and what he means to baseball goes, like, beyond. He's, like, one of the faces of the sport. And I just think it would be met with, like, an amount of anger that we've never seen before. Now, I'm just going to preface this one more time. This is not a report that says it's going to happen this way. This is someone taking a stab at something and guessing. But it's not some fan, it's not some blogger, it's not some guy who walks up to me here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. It's probably the best beat writer for the, I don't even know if probably is the right word. For my money, he's the best writer covering the team right now. 412-928-9370. Donnie, what's your reaction to this story?
It sucks, and it almost kind of feels like a, I don't want to say a waving of the white flag, but in a way, it's like, oh, we're only going to get to experience this guy for one more full season after this. And given the way they have butchered the roster around him this year, I mean, there's not much faith that they'll get it right in 1 year's time and they're just going to give up on it. It's disappointing.
Nothing here about like how Skeens would push the issue. Like, I read this response that Noah had in this article, and it's not based on Skeens, his belief that Skeens is going to go to the Pirates and say, hey, this team blows. He did say Skeens wants to play for a winner. He said he's not signing an extension with this team if they're not a legitimate threat to compete in the postseason. So there's that, but that's just like him being against re-upping for more years. That's not him going into the owner's office or the GM's office and saying, get me out of here right now. I'm Yamir Yager 2.0 dying alive on this team. Unfortunately, I'm starting to believe that trading Skeens with at least 2 years of remaining club control is the best value he can provide for the franchise. I'd love to see this organization surround him with talent, build a team capable of winning 90-plus games, and get him to the playoffs, but it's really hard for me to see that being a realistic expectation in the next 2 years. They're in year six of a rebuild. They have, what, the sixth pick in the draft this weekend, Donnie?
Yes.
And there's no... and I don't know. I think sometimes people that are around teams a lot, they might not intentionally drink Kool-Aid, but they do by osmosis because they might sense like a vibe, or they might even get polluted by the company line that they get. You know, it also makes, I think, the work relationship easier when the reporter has positive things to say about the team rather than critical things. It makes that probably easier, eases tensions, things like that. And it's somebody who's around the team as much as anybody saying exactly what most people have to say about the Pirates right now, a very pessimistic view of things. That it's not like you're going to flip a switch and the team's going to be competitive in the next year or two. Which, like, do you blow it up and try to rebuild it again? And in that situation, like, you're not going to be able to fix it in time for Skeens to win with this team. All those guys who I like who are not on Skeens' level, but were excellent pitchers at a young age, who I rattled off, Johan Santana, Minnesota, Sabathia in Cleveland, Corbin Burns, Milwaukee, even Garrett Cole here, they all won with those teams. The teams that had, I guess Greinke in Kansas City would be the exception, but the majority of these teams had this golden goose pitcher, and they capitalized on it. And as I said yesterday on the anniversary of Skeens getting drafted, this team is somehow getting worse.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, this is the PM team, although one half of the team is out golfing on a golf retreat, posting videos to our Going Low page on Twitter, and that would be one Chris Muller. You can listen whenever you want, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Talking about Noah Hyles in his Post-Gazette mailbag saying, I think 2026 will be Skeen's final full year with the Pirates. It's not a report. He said if he were a betting man, that's how he would predict it happens. Baseball wants it to go that way. Baseball doesn't want the Pirates to retain Skeens. They don't want him to re-sign here. They don't like an underdog story. They like the big teams and the big franchises to win. Rob Manfred said that when the Yankees and Dodgers played in the World Series this past October, that that was a godsend for baseball, that that was great for the sport. Juan Soto with the Mets is a good example of what happens when a huge name goes to another big market team. Their attendance has jumped this year from 29,000 to 39,000 a game. And their audience bump on TV, people watching, has gone up 44% for the biggest market in the country. And baseball's not like the NFL, where when you get Steelers and Packers in a Super Bowl, it's great for a sport, or if it's Kansas City and, let me think of another small market team in the NFC, Kansas City and Carolina, it would be fine. People will watch either way. Baseball, it's a ratings, like everything. Revenue's based on ratings. That dictates how much Fox, ESPN, these companies are going to pay for baseball. ESPN's trying to get out of the baseball business. So it's really a tricky time for baseball. And if you've got somebody like Paul Skeens, who's a phenom and just a huge personality and celebrity within the sport, to a bigger market team, a team that has more fans, I think the sport would love it. So that's the other thing we're fighting here. We're not going to get help from baseball. It's not like Manfred is going to twist somebody's arm to say, hey, try to keep him here. Paul Skeens should be a Pirate for a very long time. There's going to be no intervention from New York, from the commissioner's office on this. If the team were better, this wouldn't be a discussion. Last year at this time, we were having legitimate conversations about how much they should buy at the trade deadline. Fast forward to July 10th, 2025, and they just got swept by a bad Kansas City team, and all four teams in the NL Central are lapping them in the standings. 412-928-9370. Here's Josh on the fan. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Pony. How's it going today?
Hey, man.
Hey, I will actually blame the Pirates, to be honest with you, instead of Major League Baseball, because there are so many small market teams that could potentially be on the cusp of having a great season the next year after they sign big names, whether it's a guy like Bobby Witt getting an extension, or even really going back to teams, you know, like the Marlins, you know, when they signed Jose Reyes, they in 2012, they had guys like Giancarlo Stanton there. They had some young up-and-coming pitchers. And they're those small market teams that were able to provide, you know, one or two additional players to support their potential superstars. Now, obviously, well,
that Marlins team never won.
But they had Giancarlo Stanton before, you know, they had, and they were almost a 500 team 3 years later after Jose Reyes.
Well, give me a Cy Young Award winner, a guy that's somewhere in the stratosphere with Skeens from a small market who stayed in a small market beyond his first contract.
Probably not many. Yeah, but,
none.
Yeah, what I'm saying
in the
is
last
they
20,
had
30 years, no one.
I agree, but what I'm saying is Giancarlo Stanton was an MVP caliber candidate a few years later, and they were trying to provide players to support him, seeing how great he could be. That's my point there. And to say Giancarlo is not an MVP caliber player, I mean, he was fantastic.
I'm missing your point. You're saying that that this Pirates team, as they're configured, should be better? Of course they should be. Are you arguing that it should be easy for them to sign Skeens to an extension? Because it's not.
It would be
even if they were good. It would be
free agent signings, and they haven't done that. They've only given one person in 8 years over a 1 year that was a free agent. That's what my point is. They're not signing players. If they sign some guys and actually spend additional money,
let's talk about this for a second though. If they were, say, on pace to win 85 games this year, you think there would actually be a scenario where they gave him a $500 million extension?
Probably more like $350 to $400, which he probably would not take. But at least they're showing initiative, trying to build around him, but they're not showing initiative.
But if the end result is the same, what difference does it make? He's still here for only his first contract, which is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I get that. But what I'm trying to point out is if they actually spent money, and Paul Skeens is a guy that I think has a very good head on his shoulders. He says all the right things, even though he might think the things completely different. If they're giving $100, $200 million to people to come support the best pitcher in the past 25, 50 years, that might give him more incentive to say, they're actually building around me.
So how much money a year over the, like, next year? Like, let's say Hiles is right that next year is his last year here, full year. How much money could they spend on players where you would say, you know what, they're at least trying to surround him with talent? Give me a number.
To be honest with you, and I know it's probably not going to happen, but if you get two or three free agents and you spend $70, $80 million in that range, you know, 3-4 year deals, kind of similar.
So what's the total payroll?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to happen. But if they were able to.
No, but I'm saying, give me a hypothetical. Yeah. What would be a number where you'd say, you know what, I've ripped this team for not spending money. They're actually doing it, and they've done well for themselves. Give me a number.
So the Pirates right now are at, say, $87 million of their, of their total payroll. If they can get to 16th or 17th, right, maybe double that payroll, then I think that would be an initiative. We're doubling our payroll to try
so
to.
So if they spent $150 million, you'd give up the argument and say they're doing things right.
If they're providing double their payroll from what they are now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I just wanted to check. They won't. Thank you, Josh.
What's that?
Bill is next. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Pony.
Hey, man.
Hey, Pony. Yeah, so, I'm bouncing all over with the points you're making, but to the one point about Major League Baseball, I think the toothpaste is out of the tube since 1994 when the owners were actually together on locking the players out, implementing a salary cap, and there was, ironically, who's now a Supreme Court judge, Sonia Sotomayor, who wrote and made the players go back, made the owners drop. And I think ever since that point, that there's no chance. With the revenue structures the way they are, with the long-term contracts the way they are, a salary cap's not going to happen. So, baseball's broken. But to the point
but
about...
hold on a second, though. But let me just follow up on that for a second. Let's say it did happen. You're putting a very low percentage on it. Let's say it did. Would that give you a great deal of confidence that they would be able to sign Skeens to a record-breaking contract? Because it still wouldn't give me that. I still wouldn't think with a salary cap it would happen. It would probably increase the chances, but not enough where I would actually say, oh, Paul Skeens actually might be here for 10 years now.
It would increase it, but I don't think it's going to happen. Just because what it's going to take is probably $500 million. And I don't think Nutting's willing to take that risk because Paul Skeens being what he is, he's still a shoulder injury. You look at a guy like Mark Pryor, right, who was a phenom. And in an organization the size of the Pirates, I don't think Nutting would ever take that risk.
Bill, think about this. If he had been a free agent going into this year, and let's say he signs for $50 million a year, the team that signed him for $50 million would look at what he's done this year and say, you know what, that was a good investment. Look at how well he's pitching. We got a guy pitching to a 1.9 ERA. He's worth $50 million a year. This team's paying him $700,000. They're paying him 1/50th of that. And they're still 18 games out of first place. They literally have the best bargain in maybe all of professional sports.
Hey, everybody. yeah, everybody's talking about firing Charrington, and I get that. My big concern with that, though, is who hires his replacement? Travis Williams is not a baseball guy.
Yeah,
and,
I would say
Nutting is not a baseball guy.
Yeah, but the only thing I have in terms of, like, having some hope there, and thanks for the call, is he hired Huntington and Hurdle, and they did well here. They didn't get to an NLCS. They didn't get to a World Series, but they turned water into wine and won 94, 88, 98 games in back-to-back-to-back seasons. Chris is next. Hello, Chris.
Andrew, nice to talk to you again, sir.
You too.
My take on this is entirely different, and I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. They got Skeens as dead man walking right now. I wish they would just move on from him, get what they can for him, and let this guy move on with his life. Because Skeens, first of all, if he's given 100% effort in his pitching right now, he's out of his mind if he's going to waste his arm for this team. It's not going to give him any kind of guarantees or insurance. And if Hiles' article is correct, why are we going to just let him play through the next season and possibly ruin this guy?
Chris, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to put you on hold and give you the pant.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Terror tickets. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I'd name it, but the guys are never there. Or one is there, or neither is there. You almost never get both. But there is Starkey's Card of the Week, and it's brought to you by a fantastic place, the Baseball Card Castle. And the contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. So go check it out. All right, Jason Mackey, a lot to touch on here. The Pirates have lost six in a row. Jason was a great beat writer at the Post-Gazette, turned it into a columnist gig that he's doing a really good job with, and hosting shows here on The Fan as well. Your replacement on the beat, Jason, Noah Hiles, in a mailbag, innocuously said today, I think 2026 will be Paul Skeens' final full year with the Pirates, and then all hell broke loose thereafter. So I will start by asking you, is that realistic? Do you actually think that that makes sense, that next year will actually be the last time we see Skeens in a Pirates uniform for 162 games?
I don't. No, I don't want to say anything that's critical of Noah because I like him a lot and he's a friend.
Why? I say critical things of Mueller I work with for 4 hours a day, and Crowley, who's on the show.
Tony. I'm not you.
Well, is there like a code of ethics at the Post-Gazette where you can't critique another guy's column
well,
or article?
Well, I just don't want to come out and say that I think it's completely stupid or anything. I just disagree with
Why?
It.
Why? If you feel that way, then say it. I want you to be yourself here. I don't want you to pull punches. I want you to be authentic, Jason.
I know. I don't think he's good. Like, I think Paul Skeens is going to be here through the 2026 season. Absolutely. And I know it's saying that's the last full season. Like, I think they will continue with him. I think they're going to continue with him for at least two full seasons. Maybe unless the arbitration award gets gigantic, I still think they're going to be trying to pay that as long as it's not like $30 million or something absurd. And maybe if this plan, you know, whatever they pivot off of what they're doing now goes belly up, which is like two or three steps down the road, I don't see them moving off of Skeens that soon.
Garrett Cole was a Pirate from 2013 through 2017. So that was basically 4.5 seasons in a Pirates uniform. Do you think Paul Skeens is over or under that?
Let me think about that for a second, Andrew. I mean, the absolute top end is 5.5. And it wouldn't surprise me if they went through 5 and they traded him the offseason going into that final year. That's always been my expectation. Unless something goes seriously awry, that they want to have him at least going into that final season. So I guess I would take the over in that case. I don't have any evidence to take the under.
If they were a better team right now, no, I did not order those drinks, miss. If they were a better team, she was trying to proposition me with Chardonnay there, T-Bird. I don't know if you noticed that. I probably should have said yes to it. But then
yeah, why did you turn that down? What are you doing?
I know, and Mueller's not here, so I probably need it. I lost my train of thought here because of this woman. No, here's what I was going to ask you. If they were a better team right now, would they feel better about approaching him, not about a $500 million extension, but eating up some of Skeen's arbitration years and maybe a free agent year or two, Jason? Or is that a non-starter even if they're good?
Yeah, it's not a non-starter if they're good. Like, I think that conversation could happen if they were good. The fact that they're bad, it makes it a non-starter. Like, from what I understand with Skeens' camp, he has no interest in, like, he wants to win. You're not going to get an extension done if the Pirates aren't winning. That's step number one. Could they bridge the financial gap? Maybe. I do think, like, Skeens and his camp would be open to it. Like, if they were winning, that's obviously a very hypothetical world, and we're just talking about having a conversation. It's also a very difficult thing to bridge financially. If you look at the risk the Pirates are assuming, I understand why they might be hesitant on a deal like that. Like, you look at those deals buying out free agent years, very few of them involve pitchers for obvious reasons. I'm not saying it couldn't get done. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I'm not saying the Pirates shouldn't try. It's just, like, I understand the Pirates' motivations. I also understand Paul's motivations, which you obviously want to get paid and you want to win.
Keller did that, right?
Betting on himself. Yeah.
No, I mean, Keller did the thing where they signed an extension where they ate up some of those free agent years.
Yes, correct. Yeah, and I mean, Mitch had considerably less leverage than Paul. I mean, Paul's further out.
Yes, because Paul Skeen's the greatest pitcher of all time, and Mitch is a middle-of-the-rotation starter.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't mean, like, what are the Pirates going to do, Pony? Buy out 1 year, 2 years? Like, is that worth assuming 5 years of risk at a considerable price?
I think so. If they were good, I would say yes, but they're not.
Well, if they were good, it's a different one, and it depends on what the price tag is. It depends on what the ask is, and I don't know what the ask would be, but it's a non-starter as long as they stink. I know that.
Austin Bechtold produced you, I think, on Monday.
Yep.
And I was talking to him afterwards, and he had the same interpretation of what you were saying on the air. He came away from listening to you and doing a show with you. He came away from it thinking that you're under the impression that Cherington is going to run the draft, run the trade deadline with handcuffs on, and then either in late August, early September, or in October when the season ends, he's going to be told his services are no longer needed. He said that was his interpretation of the way you were couching points and making points about the trade deadline. Is that fair?
Yes, it is. The way you were couching points, the way you were making points.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
way
I
heard that, and I thought the same thing. I said, yeah, I listened to Jason, and Austin, I think your read on this is correct.
I mean, my personal read, Andrew, is I don't understand what the heck they're doing. Like, I don't – if I would have nationals
this thing and you get rid of Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez. Like, that's what the Pirates should have done. And so,
well, can I tell you one of the things I've heard as a rebuttal from them?
Go ahead. Yeah.
They think they've done well in the last two drafts. So they don't look at Charrington running this draft as like the end of the world. Because people love Connor Griffin and people think Paul Skeens over Dylan Cruz was not a slam dunk and Charrington made the right call. That's the rebuttal I got.
I can even somewhat go with you on that, Andrew, but then the comeback is always
You're not going with me. You're not going with me. You're going with what I'm getting from them.
Honestly, man, like the bigger problem here is him running the trade deadline. Like, what if he makes some sort of Hail Mary trade? He hasn't been able to do it. I agree. The past two drafts have been fine. Connor Griffin, Paul Skeens, great. He also doesn't immediately run the draft. That was Joe Delacari, and then they switched to Justin Horowitz, and they've done things better. Great.
But he supervises it. You know, like he ultimately puts his name on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, even if you want to say he runs the draft, but like, how can you run the trade deadline? And then you look at this and say, he can't run the trade deadline. At least you don't have carte blanche to make any of these moves. And so to loop back to your original point, no, I don't expect him to take any big swings because it will really disrupt things. And I think when we get to the end of the season or through these things, you know, the trade deadline and whatever that the Pirates view is part of the 2025 season. When you get on the other side of that, that's when I think they're going to act and do something with Charrington.
So just to make sure people heard that message, you think I would call this educated speculation that they are not going to let him take big swings at the deadline. They're going to let the next guy do that stuff.
I'm not reporting that as fact. I'm reporting that as
I said educated that. Speculation.
Sure, you can give it educated speculation, yes. That's fair.
All right, Jason. Good talk. We'll do it next week.
Enjoy your Chardonnay, buddy. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.